and welcome to the latest episode of our Sound of Finance podcast. My name is Catherine. I'm a marketing manager at ZDB Consulting. And in today's special edition, we're taking you to Zurich for a deep dive into the Point Zero Forum 2025, one of the most influential gatherings shaping the future of global financial services. This forum brings together central bankers, regulators, tech pioneers, and financial leaders to explore bold ideas around digital assets, AI and finance, regulatory transformation, and more. So, what's the buzz on the ground? What trends will shape our industry in the coming month? To answer these questions, I'm joined today by Julian Schmeing, partner at ZDB Consulting. Julian is an expert on digital assets, DLT, and cryptocurrencies, just to name a few. Welcome, Julian. Thanks for taking the time to sit down with me.
Thank you, Catherine. I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad to hear. Julian, you, or rather ZDB Consulting, have been a proud community partner of the Point Zero Forum for the second year in a row now. What's the reason behind this commitment?
With ZDB, we are very much focused on financial institutions in the European Union and Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. And for us as ZDB, it is very important also to have an idea of innovation which is going on in Asia or the US. And with the Point Zero Forum, we have an outstanding gathering of experts and leaders in the financial services industry from all over the globe. And that brings us some new ideas we can bring also to our European markets.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything special? What stands out to you most at this year's Point Zero Forum compared to last year's meeting, for instance?
So we have been attending the Point Zero Forum for a couple of years, and it's very interesting to see the shift between financial institutions as incumbents and tech innovators or fintechs. And with the rising boom of digital assets and DLT business models, primarily driven from the US perspective, we see quite a shift compared to last year, where the forum was very much focused on financial institutions and incumbent players as sponsors. And now again, we see a rise of the fintech companies and tech companies entering the Point Zero Forum again. And that brings a lot of value in these discussions.
We've heard a lot of talk around digital assets and CBDCs, and you, Julian, are an expert in this field. Where do you see the most immediate potential?
So again, we have to compare the EU or the European view to the global view. As Europeans, we made huge progress since the last Point Zero Forum, MiCA regulation turns into forces and formed the biggest single European market for crypto assets, also compared to other markets on a global scale. And that means from the European perspective, we are very much on the forefront of the overall market adoption of digital assets and DLT. But when it comes to innovation, we also have to look to on the other side of the pond to the US, because with deregulation, complete different environment, we see there a big change also when we talk about stable coins. CBDC projects were completely canceled by the Trump administration. On a European level, we are more focused on the CBDC projects rather than stablecoin projects. And in an Asian point of view, we have been seeing a lot of discussions about payments, cross-border transactions, etc., because there is a bigger need compared to the European level. Because we have already a single European payment scheme where we don't have those exact same complications in the overall market infrastructure and very much still focused on the investment side. And it's not that easy to say that there is only one immediate potential. It's very different compared to the area where you would like to run your business.
It really does sound like you are looking forward to the meeting, to the gathering.
Definitely I do.
Yeah. But are you expecting any big surprises or shifts in thinking among forum participants?
Not really, to be honest. The good thing is we see a steady progress when we look back the last 0.0 forums. We do not see the big bang everyone is talking about, that DLT, for example, will completely turn the capital markets infrastructure, for example. There is no big bang from my point of view, but it's good to see that there is a steady progress from year to year. And more banks and established financial institutions have really use cases live. Is it AI? Is it quantum computing first ideas? Is it stable coins or digital assets business models? We really see live projects, more and more live projects from year to year. And that is a big asset for the overall industry, that there are learnings in each and every sector. And we just have to bring the puzzle together.
So it does make sense to come back again and again to this forum.
For sure. And I would give the advice, not only focus on the workshops, podiums, discussions, keynotes, also focus on the interaction between the participants, because you have participants from nearly every country in the world you would like to talk to. And it's sometimes mind-blowing to connect to different cultures and to different people with different approaches of doing business and also different complications and solutions in their daily business. So it's definitely worth talking to so many people as possible to bring in more ideas and inspirations to your daily life.
Well, thanks so much, Julian, for your insights.
Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. That's all for this installment of Sound of Finance, a podcast series by ZDB Consulting. You'll find our contact information and, on top of that, a promotion code for attending the 0.0 forum in the show notes. We hope you have enjoyed today's conversation. Thanks for listening, and please make sure to subscribe to our podcast and tune in again soon.